Ode to Chicago. There are quite a few things I like about Chicago. And part of it is it's very much a Midwest place. You know you're in the Midwest. For example, tonight, I was walking home from Harry Potter. It was close to 11 o'clock at night. And I'm walking up the street I live on, and there's this family. I guess there's like older people, younger people, even like a 5-year-old. Hanging around outside, just sitting outside this building. And I walk by and I kind of look at him. And this kind of older man just gives me a nod, and I kind of nod back, and he waves to me. And I just feel like, hey, it's a neighborhood. I'm at home and there's people here waving at me. So I don't know. That's kind of the whole feel around here. People sit on their front porches if they have porches. There's not a lot of space. But yeah, people are pretty friendly, and you feel like, I don't know, if something went wrong, they'd jump in and help you. So, yeah, that's nice, especially when you're walking home late at night in the dark. I found the movie theater was only a 15-minute walk away. I like how everything is so convenient here. I mean, part of it's not convenient because it's hard to, drive and park, and validating parking and all that is really annoying, but everything is pretty accessible, and where I live is convenient to, two Targets and tons of grocery stores and tons of public transportation, and obviously the movie theater and the rivers nearby. So, yeah, I'm really liking where I live. So last week, maybe last Sunday, there are these weird six-way intersections because I live on a diagonal street, so it hits other streets weird. So I was trying to drive to church, and I haven't driven that way that many times yet, so I was trying to remember the way. And so I turn down this road, and I'm going to go over this bridge, and I'm like, the bridge is painted white. It's like this huge metal arc on either side of the bridge, and it's painted white. And I'm like, I think my landmark here was a red bridge, and I was so sure that the bridge the week before was red. And that's so crazy when you, pick a landmark, and then it changes. And you're like, well, I think it was red. Maybe it wasn't red. Maybe it was always white. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I don't remember. That makes it hard. There was a landmark we always had at home in Bloomington. It was a horse statue, a yellow horse, kind of an ugly color, but very distinct. And it was in this, they had this wall and these bushes and trees and stuff and this horse. And it was like, when you see the yellow horse, then you turn left and you're on our road. And they took that down to do a bunch of road construction, and that was very sad. Because, you know, you gotta keep your landmarks, or you're gonna get lost. So I hope Chicago doesn't change too many more landmarks so I can still find my way around. Because, yeah, I like the city. I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, if anybody out there listening is ever in Chicago, let me know. We'll hang out.